This seems like a really fun kind of question. I started off making these audios because, like, I personally really like to listen to audio erotica. It is hot. You can get anybody who sounds any way saying whatever you want, and then you can put any other picture with it. And if you put different pictures with it different times, it's almost like a whole new experience listening to the same audio a couple of times. And yeah. And then that brought me to FSA because a bunch of different pieces originate here. And so I started listening to FSA scripts, and then I was reading some scripts, and some scripts were never getting filled that I was like, but these are hot, we should do them. And then I realized one day, I was like, oh, holy shit, I have a voice, I could do this. And let me tell you what, it is weird listening to your own audio be sexy sometimes. It's really, really meta. I thought I'd be able to do it and just be like, yeah, no, totally. That'll be easy peasy. It's just another erotic audio. No, it's not. It's really hard. I think part of why I keep doing it, because I can't listen to my own audios, which I thought was going to be a big motivating factor for me, is I could do like whatever really hot audio I liked and then listen to it and then be like, ah, yes, finally. The script is getting done and it sounds so nice. And instead, I can't actually listen to my own audios because I'm like, God, I wish I would stop talking. Because it just hurts to be like, oh, that's me. Nobody likes listening to themselves, I don't think. But yeah, and so what does keep me doing it though is I do really like the praise and attention when I do a script well, I guess. Because I always worry that I've always felt that my natural voice, which is pretty much this, I know, hurts, right? I've always felt that that voice was really annoying, and I've had people tell me that it sounds kind of ridiculous and is annoying and I should shut up and stuff. And so after being told that, you sort of start to not talk like that anymore because you don't want people to pick on you for something that you can control if you just put a little bit of effort into it. And so, for daily life, when I'm going around and doing my own business, I work really hard to make my voice sound deeper and sound more mature and not sound childish or high-pitched or like an anime girl voice because I don't want to be bullied about it anymore. And so I've got like maybe a little bit of a complex about it, but then being able to go on to FSA and do scripts that fit my voice and have people really like it, and do scripts that I really like and have people still really like the way that it sounds is a really, really, really nice feeling, and I really like it. And in my heart, I am a good girl and I do live for praise. So it really, really works for me to do it that way. And I do get awesome scripts all the time. Like, because I'm a performer, if I ask someone for a script specifically, with like certain tags or certain categories in it, like genres in it. Like if I ask for a rape, abuse, bondage script, someone will write it for me, hoping to also get to hear me perform it, which I'm totally down with. Like I get a super hot script that I can read in my own time and really enjoy, and all it took was performing it. Oh, easy peasy. That's so nice. So yeah, getting hot scripts that I get to read and getting a little bit of praise for the way that I sound all on my own is really, really, really awesome to me. And as far as like the kinky thing, I think that plenty of women are plenty kinky. Honest to God, I really do. Nobody goes around saying, like, oh, yeah, no, totally. Harder, daddy. Like, very, very few people are that open about it. But I think that they do feel that. Like, I do. Like, in my day-to-day life, like, I don't hide it, but I'm not gonna go around to my friends and be like, yeah, no, do you know what I did last Friday? No, absolutely not. Like, I'm not just gonna tell anybody about that. because that's, like, it's not cool. It's private stuff. Like, there are three things you don't talk about at the dinner table. Religion, politics, and sex. And so I think that just applies widely. Like, unless you're in an area where that's what you're supposed to be talking about, you're not going to talk about it. That's just kind of weird. And so I think that, yeah, plenty of people are probably way more kinky than you give them credit for just because they don't tell you about it. Yeah. And so my partner does know the kinks and things that I have and the stuff that I like to do. He isn't into all of the same stuff, which is okay. Like, you're not going to find someone who's like 100% kink match. That'd be wild. And if you did, they'd probably be like halfway across the fucking world and it wouldn't matter. But like, I don't hide it from him. My friends know that I'm a lewd person. Not a lewd person, I guess. I'm a very horny person, I guess. And the main reason that my friends know that is because, well, okay, not all of my friends know that, but some of my friends do know, and the reason some of my friends do know that is just because they've either been a roommate or they've heard me talk about how much I lust and love my partner, and or at some point they had the apartment next to mine and were like, "God damn, do you ever take a break?" And the answer is no. If I'm not eating, sleeping, or studying, I'm fucking. God damn it. Yeah. And so, like, I don't hide it, but it's not one of those things that you just, like, bring up in conversation, you know? And so I think that applies just sort of generally for all kinds of stuff.